Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. My name is J. Mark Horst. I'm your friend and Bible teacher. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope, an international gospel radio and literature ministry. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 15 other major languages. And our Bible teaching programs in English, Spanish, Nepali, and Mandarin Chinese are available to you all the time and anytime on our website, media.heraldsofhope.org. Thousands are logging onto the site each month for spiritual nourishment and blessing. You can join them and be blessed too. Last time on Hope for Today, we began a study from Luke chapter 18 and verses 9 to 17 titled, Am I in the Kingdom? We noted from our text the kinds of people who are trying to enter the kingdom. The first group in this parable trying to enter the kingdom were the self-righteous. These are people who feel that God should be impressed with their goodness. They tend to hide their own failures and then boldly expose the failures of others. I hope you're not one of those self-righteous people. Now, let's continue our study for today, and I begin by reading our text, Luke chapter 18 and verses 9 to 17, from the New King James Version. Also, he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I give tithes of all that I possess. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Then they also brought infants to him that he might touch them. But when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him and said, Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. This Pharisee was a pretty good fellow, at least in his own eyes. He was extra pious. Not only did he not openly engage in the behaviors mentioned, he went beyond the requirements of the law. And it seems obvious to me, he thought God should be duly impressed. He's a man filled with his own self-righteousness. I confess, I see too much of this attitude of self-righteousness in my own heart. I tend to exaggerate my strengths and minimize or hide or even dismiss my failures and weaknesses. I tend to look down on those who don't meet my standard of righteousness. And then God's Holy Spirit reminds me, it's not my righteousness that makes me acceptable with Him. It's Christ's righteousness. And I have nothing to boast of. Now the next kind of people seeking to enter the kingdom are the unrighteous. In contrast to the Pharisee, the tax collector stood afar off. That is, he stood at a distance from the Pharisee. This was because the Pharisee had set himself apart. He had stood in a prominent place where he would be noticed as one of the righteous. But the tax collector has no illusions about his own worthiness to occupy such a prominent place. And even though, as I said earlier, it was common practice to pray with the face uplifted, the tax collector refused to even lift his eyes to heaven, But smiting his breast repeatedly, he prayed, "God, be merciful to me, the sinner." What a stark contrast in the attitudes and the posture of these two men. When the Pharisee prayed, you'll notice his focus was on all the other men, the sinners. He was proud that he wasn't like them. He had no need of forgiveness, of propitiation, because in his mind he was not a sinner. But notice the focus of the tax collector. Maybe you caught it as I read. His focus was on himself. When he thought about sinners, he saw himself first and foremost. He said, "God, be merciful to me, the sinner." When he entered the presence of God, he didn't see others. He saw himself and his own great need. My friend, his cry for mercy is one that you and I should emulate. He understood the need for his sins to be propitiated. That's the word he used. The same word is translated as reconciliation in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 17. He understood that his cleansing from sin could only be attained when the satisfaction demanded by God's justice was provided. His appeal for mercy shows that he understood that provision could only come from outside of himself. It had to come from God. We could paraphrase his prayer like this: "Be toward me as you are when you look upon the atoning blood." The Bible knows nothing of divine forgiveness apart from sacrifice, apart from the shedding of blood. Now, look at what Jesus said in verse 14. This man, who is derided by the Pharisee in verse 11 as this publican, is now declared righteous, and the Pharisee is not. Why? Because the one who exalts himself, using the righteousness of others as his standard, will be brought low. But the one who humbles himself under God's standard of righteousness will be lifted up. How is it with you, my friend? Do you claim your place in God's kingdom based on the good life you live? Many people do, just like this Pharisee. If you ask them how they expect to enter heaven, they will say things like, "Well, compared to others, I'm not that bad. In fact, I'm better than most. I don't steal. At least not big things. I've never killed anyone or committed adultery. I go to church almost every week. I think God will accept me into heaven." But no, that won't work. This parable and many other scripture passages are clear. "God, be merciful to me, a sinner," is the only way into the kingdom. In the words of the songwriter, "Nothing in my hands I bring, simply to the cross I cling." The blood of Jesus Christ is the only thing that satisfies God's holy wrath against our sin. And without that blood applied to our hearts, our sins are not expiated, that is, they are not atoned for, and we will not be pronounced righteous. There is one more group of people Jesus mentions who are seeking to enter the kingdom. This final kind of people are the unassuming. The final verses of our text show us how easily the previous teaching can be missed. Even in light of what Jesus had just taught, the disciples still retained a mindset that was foreign to Jesus. In this instance, people were bringing infants and young children to Jesus so he could lay his hands on them and invoke a blessing. This wasn't something out of the ordinary. Jewish parents of that day, I understand, often brought their children to the rabbis for a blessing. But evidently, Jesus' disciples thought he had more important things to do, and they repeatedly rebuked those who were bringing these children to Jesus. Now, Jesus was grieved by their conduct and their lack of understanding. Mark's record says that Jesus was greatly displeased. The disciples mistakenly thought these children were incapable of receiving anything from Jesus. What he had was for adults, for grown-ups. But as so often was the case, their actions were directly opposite to the mind of Christ. So Jesus called the parents and their children close to him, and he said, "Let them alone, and do not hinder them from coming, for such as these are of the kingdom of God." This, I believe, is a strong evidence for the safety of children before they reach the age of accountability. They don't know pretense like the Pharisee. They don't know how to act self-righteously, nor do they understand the depths of their own sinfulness, their own depravity. They simply are what they are with a simple faith and trust in those who guide them. They make no assumptions of goodness or badness. Jesus further states that unless we adults are willing to exercise this same mindset of humility and faith and trust, we cannot enter the kingdom of God. You see, the disciples mistakenly thought that until the children became like them, that is, until they became grown-ups, they couldn't receive the kingdom. But Jesus reversed the order and told the disciples that if they wanted to enter the kingdom, they needed to become like these little children. To receive the righteousness of Christ, you and I must humble ourselves to admit that we have nothing to offer Him. That's hard for us. We are so conditioned to view love and acceptance as being based on our performance. Like the Pharisee, we want God to be impressed with our efforts at holy living. Now, don't misunderstand me. Holy living is not wrong. It is commanded for Jesus' followers. However, it's the result of our acceptance with God through Jesus, not the basis of our acceptance. As I reflected on this text, the opening verses of Romans chapter 4 came to my mind, and I believe they serve as a fitting conclusion to this teaching. What then shall we say was gained by Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. Now to the one who works, his wages are not counted as a gift, but as his due. And to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness. My friend, I stand today with the tax collector and say, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. It's the only way for me to be sure I am in the kingdom. And it's the only way for you, too. My friend, were you blessed by this teaching? If you'd like to have an audio CD or a printed copy of this complete teaching, just write and request it by its title, Am I in the Kingdom? Now, the quickest way for you to contact us is to send an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org. Once again, that email address is hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, Am I in the Kingdom? Now, once again, the quickest way for you to contact us is to send an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, Am I in the Kingdom, either in print or on an audio CD. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime on our website, media.heraldsofhope.org. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as we continue our study in the Gospel of Luke with a message titled, Looking for Eternal Life. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.